This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Harris's husband is speaking out about the killing of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas. The AP's Julie Walker.
At a vigil Tuesday at Addis Israel Congregation in Washington, D.C., Doug Emhoff, the husband of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, spoke about the killing of American Hirsch Goldberg Polin and five other Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
I'm gutted. And I know you all are, too.
Israeli forces discovered their bodies in a tunnel under Gaza Saturday.
As the president and vice president have said, Hamas is responsible.
He went on to say,
and Hamas's leaders will pay for these crimes.
Emhoff is the first Jewish person married to a nationally elected U.S. leader and has emerged as a prominent administration liaison to the community. I'm Julie Walker.
Vice President Harris will talk about her small business tax plan today as she campaigns in New Hampshire in the Portsmouth area near the border with Maine. It's going to be a relatively comfortable 77 degrees there today, but the West Coast is going to be baking. The temperature may hit 105 degrees today in Bakersfield, California, 102 tomorrow in Portland, Oregon. The AP's Haya Panjwani on the miserable heat wave.
It's always hot this time of year in central Arizona, but 2024's endless summer has been especially hot in Phoenix. The city hit its 100th straight day with at least 100 degree temperatures. That's long since shattered the record of 76 days in a row set back in 1993. The temperature hit 102 in Phoenix on May 27th and has made it to triple digits every day since. It doesn't look like a break is coming anytime soon.
Prosecutors say a former aide to two New York governors has been charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. Linda Sun has been arrested along with her husband. This is AP News. Four people killed on a Chicago area transit train likely didn't even see the shooter, says an official. The AP's Norman Hall with what we're learning.
Officials say four people were fatally shot while aboard two cars of the Chicago area's L System transit train. It happened early Monday on the Blue Line near its end in Forest Park, about 10 miles from downtown. Forest Park Mayor Rory Hoskins says the victims likely didn't even see the shooter.
It's my understanding that each of them were murdered as they slept. Three were in one car, and one more victim was in another car over. And the shooter killed them execution style.
The suspect was later arrested on another train. The 30-year-old was charged Tuesday with first-degree murder. I'm Norman Hall.
Gas is down to $3.31 a gallon this morning. That's about 5 cents a gallon cheaper than a week ago. A year ago, gas was $3.81 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET20. 2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.